Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 112, stanzas 1, 3, and 4. Before thy people, I confess the wonders of thy righteousness. And thou knowest, Lord, that I have made thy great salvation known, and thy truth and faithfulness displayed, and thy loving kindness shown. 1, 3, and 4 of Psalter 112. Scripture reading for this afternoon hour can be found in Exodus chapter 6. Exodus chapter 6. But first we will make confession with the 12 articles of our Catholic, undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe an holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Exodus chapter 6. Then the Lord said unto Moses, Now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh, for with a strong hand shall he let them go, and with a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. And God spake unto Moses and said unto him, I am the Lord. And I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, by the name of God Almighty, but by my name Jehovah was I not known to them. And I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage wherein they were strangers. And I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Wherefore, say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm, and with great judgments. And I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a God, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will bring you in unto the land concerning the which I did swear to give it to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and I will give it you for an heritage. I am the Lord. And Moses spake so unto the children of Israel, but they hearkened not unto Moses for anguish of spirit and for cruel bondage. The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Go in, speak unto Pharaoh, king of Egypt, that he let the children of Israel go out of his land. And Moses spake before the Lord, saying, Behold, the children of Israel have not hearkened unto me. How then shall Pharaoh hear me, who am of uncircumcised lips? The Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, and gave them a charge unto the children of Israel, and unto Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. These be the heads of their fathers' houses, the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, Hanok and Pallu, Hezron and Carmi. These be the families of Reuben. And the sons of Simeon, Jemuel and Jamin and Ohad and Jachin and Zohar and Sheol, the son of a Canaanitish woman. These are the families of Simeon. And these are the names of the sons of Levi according to their generations, Gershon and Kohath and Merari. And the years of the life of Levi were 137 years. The sons of Gershon, Libni and Shimei according to their families. And the sons of Kohath, Amram and Izhar, and Hebron and Uzziel, in the years of the life of Kohath were 133 years. And the sons of Merari, Mahali, and Mushai, these are the families of Levi according to their generations. And Amram took him Jochebed, his father's sister, to wife. And she bare him Aaron and Moses, and the years of the life of Amram were 137 years. And the sons of Izhar, Korah, and Nepheg, and Zichri. And the sons of Uzziel, and Mishael, and Elzaphan, and Zithri. And Aaron took him Elisheba, daughter of Aminadab, sister of Nashon, to wife. And she bare him Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. And the sons of Korah, Asher and Elkanah and Abiasaph, these are the families of the Korahites. And Eleazar, Aaron's son, took him one of the daughters of Putiel to wife. And she bare him Phinehas. These are the heads of the fathers of the Levites according to their families. These are that Aaron and Moses, to whom the Lord said, "Bring out the children of Israel from the land of Egypt according to their armies." These are they which spake to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to bring out the children of Israel from Egypt. These are that Moses and Aaron. And it came to pass on the day when the Lord spake unto Moses in the land of Egypt, that the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, "I am the Lord. Speak thou unto Pharaoh, king of Egypt, all that I say unto thee." And Moses said before the Lord, "Behold, I am of uncircumcised lips, and how shall Pharaoh hearken unto me?" So far the reading of God's holy word. Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Almighty God, thou who bringest us once again into thy house in this afternoon hour, when we have been together in this morning around thy word, but also at thy holy sacrament being administered in the midst of us, and we participants or witnesses thereof do go to a never-ending eternity, and all that has taken place that is also to be laid on our own account, as we will have to give it before thee on that great day of days. Lord, that thou may remember each and every one of us in regard to the need of our poor soul. For thou knowest thy own children, whether they were enabled to make that public confession before thee in this morning. Wilt thou supply for them That strength of faith that alone can come from Thee as a blessing upon the outward means, that they may be encouraged in that struggle that lays upon them while they continue still in the warfare of this life. And while the enemy is still so very mighty, and when they have no strength against him, but that their expectation and their hope may alone be founded upon thee, and that they may soon experience that they shall never be put to shame. And when it was not possible for those that are thine yet to approach unto that table in this morning, that thou may remember them also wherever that they may be, and that a moment of reflection in this afternoon and may be also to their welfare, as they also need that same strengthening of that which thou hast planted within their heart, and that thou may nourish those little plants of true faith, and that thou may grant them that which is necessary as they also go further and further upon that narrow way, and a way wherein they shall experience so many assaults of that prince of darkness. Lord, remember all thy afflicted and poor people, and give them to trust in the name of the Lord. And if it is that we do deceive our own souls, that thou may so open our eyes in this day, that from this moment forward, that we may no longer deceive ourselves, but that we may indeed come in our secret places before thee, to say, O God, be merciful to me, the sinner. But could it please thee also to remember all that do stand on the outside of it? Thou knowest that there are those who are careless as they sit and do see and do watch. Lord, wilt thou grant life from the dead in this day, and that thou may give that blessed and holy jealousy to be born, because they with us will stand one day also at thy judgment seat. But when there is also in an outward way a concern, Lord, then thou knowest the hearts of each and every one. Oh, that thou may make it true when it is not of thee, and when it is merely outward. Oh, that thou may bring it into the innermost recesses of the heart in this day. Oh, that thou may give that the concern that is experienced for the need of the soul as we do go closer and closer to eternity, and may cause us to flee from all the ways of sin and to put away all the evil from us, that we may walk according to all thy commandments, and that we may desire and need that we may be forgiven, to be forgiven, to be washed, to be cleansed in that precious blood of thy dear Son. Oh, make him to be precious, and give thy church a humble and a thankful heart before thee. Look on us then in this hour of reflection, and give us what we need to bring and to hear, that all that may hinder may be put away for a few moments, that we may experience that it indeed is thy holy day, and that thou dost care for this day as thy own institution, and that we may receive the profit of thy holy word. Look on all that are not able to be with us or have no desire. Lord, wilt thou supply for all the afflicted? Be with those that do remain in their homes with little children, Wilt thou grant them also a blessing in their place? Be with all the old age and all those that suffer needs and wants and cares in the body and in the mind. Remember all that are afflicted and in distress and that carry crosses that are known to thee. Look on those that are in the prisons. Wilt thou be with the innocent and remember the guilty? Wilt thou look upon all those in the over the length and the breadth of this world that have a conscience that is full of guilt? Oh, that we may not be able to live onward without coming on our knees before thee in that blessed and that true confession, and that we may experience, even as thy servant may hear it out of thy mouth, I have also put away thy sin, thou shalt not die. Do look upon our youth and our children, and when school has begun once again, wilt thou strengthen them for all their labors day by day. And our young people, when soon they will go to universities, may thou supply also. And those that are in the workforce, Lord, wilt thou keep away all that which would draw them to all the entertainments of this world, and that thou may seek us out, and when we will never seek thee out. Remember all thy truly sent servants. Grant more servants into thy vineyard that may bring thy word of law and gospel to the heathen, to the Gentiles, and to the established church. Lord, that thou may look upon us as a denomination, wilt thou cause also the empty pulpits to be filled. Remember elders and deacons in the labors of their hands, and all those that do labor in the midst of the congregations. Grant that thy word and thy truth that we have received by the hands of our forefathers may be precious unto us, and that we may experience the truth of it ourselves, and that we would never let it go while we live and when we die. Lord, that thou may look upon all those that rule and govern us in the countries in which we live, wherein formerly thy word had a place within our governments, and thy name was also brought in the midst of those that did make our laws and that did enforce them. Lord, wilt thou remember us in mercy when atheism and heathenism do seem to be pressing more and more into the foreground, so that we do become like the barbarous nations of the world. Oh, that thou wouldst not judge us according to our deeds, but look upon us and bring us again and turn us again while there is still hope. Look upon the unborn children in the mother's wombs. Care for them in thy mercy. Spare them from the sword, and that thou may deliver in thy own time and way. Look upon us in this afternoon hour, Lord, that thou may give us wisdom, strength, diligence, faithfulness, love in the labors of our hands. Oh, give us opening, that thy word may have free course among us, and that out of our mouth it may enter not only into the ear, but that thy spirit may sanctify and bless it in the midst of us. Oh, cause it to be a blessing, and that thy name may be glorified for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter number 207, stanzas 1-4, God alone, God is known among His people. Every mouth His praises fill. From of old He hath established His abode on Zion's hill. And what follows in Psalter 207, all stanzas, the last collection today, is for the building fund.
Thank you.
Congregation, the words of our text for this afternoon hour can be found in Exodus chapter 6 and thereof the ninth verse, Exodus 6 verse 9. Moses spake so unto the children of Israel, but they hearkened not unto Moses for anguish of spirit and for cruel bondage. So far, the words of our text. Obstacles to the exercise of faith. First, the greatness of these obstacles, and second, God's command despite these obstacles. Obstacles to the exercise of faith, first, their greatness, second, God's command despite them. And Moses spake so unto the children of Israel, that is, congregation, as he was commanded to do. To give a word of encouragement, to give a word of reassurance. So it was also in this morning hour, as we have been commanded to do in the Holy Supper of the Lord, to set forth from time to time the tokens of the love of the Lord to his children. But it is now an hour of reflection. That is, that we may look back for a moment and we may ask, how was it? How is it? Because those sacraments, they have now been administered, but we may ask, how have they been received? And what does Moses say? He says, but they hearkened not. Thus Moses has spoken everything that he was commanded to speak to them, but they hearkened not. Thus they did not receive consolation. Is that so also in our midst? Because much has been seen, much has been heard, that is not from man, no, that is the institution of the Lord. Is there now also a hearkening unto that word of the Lord? Is there consolation? Is there rest? Is there an encouragement in that true saving faith? What is necessary for this to happen? That is, the blessing of the Lord upon those means. How much stands in the way of receiving the Word of God? The devil is always busy, and our hearts, they are also repulsive to the receiving of God's word. But they hearkened not. They hearkened not to what? They hearkened not to the word of the Lord. That is now, congregation, the same today. By nature, we do not hearken to the word of the Lord. We do not hearken, and when that word of the Lord says to us what our wretchedness is, that we have sinned against God, so that sin never becomes a burden to us. Is that now how it was in your own heart in this morning hour, so that indeed you had to say, no, I stand on the outside of this, that sin that has never become to me a burden, that it has never become to me a bondage. But they hearkened not. All then that message is brought to each and every one of us time and time again concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. We will have to stand soon before Him, you and I. He will Himself be our judge to carry out that judgment of the Father on that last day. We need Him, each and every one. No, not only those who may come forward to that supper of the Lord, but we need Him, congregation, each and every one of us. Thus, how is it that we now go forth from the Word of the Lord and from the Holy Sacraments? Or is there any impression then that is left in our heart to say, I am now on the outside of that which I so stand in need of also? By nature, we do not hearken, and they hearkened not. How is that with those who may receive indeed a new heart, children? Or then also these, they do not necessarily hearken. Oh, yes, they are given to hearken. Their ears are given to hear. The Lord does bring in His word so that sin becomes to them a burden. But then we can speak to them about the suitability of that blessed mediator. But they do not see it. And we can speak to them about the preciousness of the Son of God. But they still have sufficient of their own strength. And therefore it is time and time again to be said of men, but they hearkened not. And then it is in a special way troublesome when the word of the Lord is not received under the sacraments. And why? Because it is especially for this reason that the holy sacraments have been instituted by the Lord. The Lord is condescending to the weakness of His children. The Lord is giving those tokens which are outward, the things that can be seen with the eyes, the things that can be handled with the hands, that can be partaken of in the flesh, in order that that word may be received. And yet how often is it not a disappointment? And we do not say then that there is no strengthening actually, but that word that is not consciously, that is not feelingly and believingly received by them. What are some of those things by which that word of the Lord is not received? It is not received when there is a lack of true saving faith. What is now the only way that salvation can be received by you and me? The only way is by true saving faith. And now, an hypocrite has no true saving faith, and so he cannot receive that blessing. He may receive bread, he may receive wine, he may receive something within his own emotions, but he cannot receive the strengthening of faith, because it does not exist. It is possible that a man is in need of milk and not of strong meat. And then they also are not able to receive the substance of that Holy Supper. They are not unwelcome. They are not unwelcome at that holy supper of the Lord. No, the Lord is not angry with his own children, but they are not able to eat that meat that the Lord is feeding his church with at his table. Thus, here they are not rightly able to profit. It may be good for them that they may sit with that true people of the Lord. But, oh, there are tokens. There are tokens of the mediator that are set before their eyes. And actually, there still is no place yet for that blessed mediator. Is it possible the Lord reveals him there? That is possible, but it is not instituted for that purpose. No, it is instituted as a meal that they may do in remembrance of him. But they hearkened not. Why else may it be that word is not received? It may be because of slothfulness. Because there is not a right examining of ourselves and a right preparation before that we come to that holy supper of the Lord. Therefore, the apostle says, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup, that there may be a place also to receive it, and that there may be a humbling of the heart by renewal. Why is that strengthening sometimes not received? Sometimes there is a harboring of sin. Sometimes within God's true church, there are bosom sins, just like David. He was still trying to hide it from all the people. And he did not come yet rightly in confession before the Lord. And then we cannot expect the blessing of the Lord. But congregation, so is it not here. How is it here? But they hearken not unto Moses. Why? For anguish of spirit and for cruel bondage. In the margin, then you will read, it says, for shortness. And actually, it means for shortness of breath or for straightness. Maybe there are some that know what that means, to be short of breath. Because there are sometimes children, they have asthma, and then they know what it means to be short of breath, that you are not able to get your breath. We had that once, two boys and girls, many years ago when we were young. We told you we had fallen. We came in the hospital and they gave us some medicine in our veins. And as that medicine was going in, then I couldn't breathe. And that breath that was being slowly cut off more and more, so that my breath became shorter and shorter and shorter. And I was watching that bag, all that medicine that had to go in that bag, from that bag into me. And that was only maybe halfway done. And I felt already that my breathing was going to stop. And what do you think that I wanted the doctor to do? Then I wanted the doctor to take it off of me. I said, I cannot breathe. And my breath that is becoming shorter and shorter, stop it. And what did that doctor do? He did not stop it. No, because he was wiser than I was. What does it say? For shortness. Shortness of breath. The bondage that was so cruel that the children of Israel, they could not hearken even unto those words of Moses. And the people, they feared the deliverance. They feared the deliverance. What did they say to Moses? They said to Moses, stop. Don't go forward. Because if you had never come, we had never been in such circumstances as these. And when you will continue, you now put a sword in their hand to slay us, Moses. We would rather stay in our bondage than that you should continue. Because otherwise, we are going to die. We are going to be cut off altogether. But they hearken not unto Moses for anguish of spirit and for cruel bondage, for shortness of breath. Congregation, are there also such in our midst? Maybe you did not dare to come to that holy supper of the Lord. And maybe you do say, sometimes I listen and I think that I am not a complete stranger of those things that I hear out of that word of God. And sometimes you have then a little hope. Sometimes you say, who can tell? Sometimes you may be given to quietly hope and wait for the salvation of the Lord. And then other times, you fear. Why? Because you see that everything in your whole life that is inconsistent. And more, you see the demands of that law of God. That it is not just as man would say that demand is, but that that demand of the Lord is so, so perfect. And more you see the corruption that it is in your own heart, that law that is in your members, that you say, I am not able to come near unto this perfection. And more you become despondent. You say, it will never be, it cannot be. And you fear even perhaps sometimes to go forward. You fear that more should be opened unto you because it is not for you an encouraging thing, but a discouraging thing. Because it only makes you more and more despondent, more and more depressed. Then you hear there is a mediator. You hear God's children, they love that mediator. God has given his own son. But that is not for you. No, that is for all of the true people of the Lord. And you stand on the outside and you say, certainly I am going to be lost. There is no comfort for your soul. All your burden and all your bondage that does overshadow all your hope and all your expectation, so that you have even sometimes to doubt the power of the blood of Christ for your case. What is it that you cannot see? You cannot see that where sin abounds, oh, yes, you see that sin abounds. But what you cannot see is that where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. then as you see that sin abounds, and that is as a great and high mountain over which you cannot come, then what shall ever bring you over such a mountain? But they hearkened not unto Moses for anguish of spirit and for cruel bondage. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Go in, speak unto Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and that he let the children of Israel go out of his land. And Moses spake before the Lord, saying, Behold, the children of Israel have not hearkened unto me. How then shall Pharaoh hear me, who am of uncircumcised lips? Behold, the children of Israel have not hearkened unto me. Moses tried to encourage the children of Israel, but they were not encouraged. John the Baptist, he says, nothing can be received. A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. And that is the truth. That is in the way of misery, deliverance, or gratitude. Try to make a man believe he has an evil heart. Try to make a man believe that he is a fallen creature. Try to make a man believe that he is living in the state of his misery. Try to make a man believe what sin is. He will laugh you to scorn. He is enjoying this life. Is this a state of misery? But when the Lord comes, then the cry will come up to God by reason of the bondage. Now take that same man. Take that same man. His cry come up to God by reason of the bondage. Try to make him believe there is a deliverer. Try to make him believe there is a savior for his soul. No, a man can receive nothing except that it is given unto him from heaven. He cannot believe it. Then there are mockers. They say, you just love your misery. Is that so? Did Israel love their misery? What do you think, children? Did Israel love their misery? Did they want to stay in their misery because they could not believe that they could be delivered out of that misery? Did they love it? No, they did not love it. No, they did not love that misery at all. Oh, could they only be delivered from that misery? Could they only be delivered from that bondage? No, they do not love their misery, but there is a people that experience that faith that is a gift of God. Behold, the children of Israel have not hearkened unto me. Sometimes, congregation, that is so discouraging for the servants of the Lord. Oh, if we could only show unto a man his misery. If we could only show to each and every one of you how wretched that we are, but we cannot show you. Do you know who we preach to? We preach to the dead. And we cannot open a single blind eye. And our eyes, where are they? Where are they in the first place? It is often upon those little lambs of the flock. It is those who are struggling in that true church of God. And then for them, sometimes it may be so good and they may drink a little of the word, and God's servants, they may hear it, and they may also be so glad. But then it goes further. And it is a discouraging way for their flesh, and they have to experience that bondage to sin. And how do you think that is for God's servants? Then they are glad to. Then they are glad to. Why? Because they know that that is now the way. But then your heart goes so out to that people who struggle in that bondage of sin and who are not delivered. And then you are looking, and you are looking and looking for that day, and you are asking, "Oh Lord, wilt thou open his eyes? Oh Lord, wilt thou show to her? Wilt thou bring them to an end of all their strength? Oh, deliver them, Lord. Show to them, reveal to them thy only begotten Son." And then, oh, if they may experience, if they may hear that it may so happen in the life of that people, then they are so glad. And then, oh, it still has to go further. It needs to go through a valley of humiliation. It needs to go through that valley of death. It goes through life unto death. But no man wants to give up his own life. And so how difficult it becomes for that people. And now Moses. Moses can speak to that people. The Lord has revealed himself. And Moses, he now can speak to that people concerning that promise of the Lord. But how is it for them? For them, there is no straw. There is no straw. No matter what Moses says, he cannot give them that straw. And there is also a tale of bricks that needs to be delivered. Thus Moses can speak, but he cannot change their condition. Oh, Moses, he may say to that people, "That is now the way of the Lord. That is now the way the Lord works. It goes, people, through death, even unto life." O congregation, can that people now believe it for themselves? Or we may believe it so in our mind, we may know that so well, the way the Lord leads his church. In theory, yes, but how is it in the practice? Skin for skin, all the man hath, he will give for his life. Behold, the children of Israel have not hearkened unto me. Oh, how disheartening that can be. How disheartening. Not only when God's servants preach about things in an outward way and there is no hearkening. That is to flee from the ways of sin. When God's servants speak about all the practical things in this life, when we speak about internet, when we speak about Facebook, when we speak about dress, when we speak about adultery, when we speak about bearing false witness, when we speak about what we do on the Sabbath day, and there is no hearkening, how do you think that is for us? How would it be for you when there would be no fruit on your field this harvest? You could see nothing. Oh, that is disheartening. Behold, the children of Israel have not hearkened unto me. And when there is no true conviction of sin, when we do not feel that there are those who are truly wrought upon, when we do not feel that there are those who truly become jealous of that people, when we do not feel that there is a people for whom sin has become sin with all the preaching and with all the warning out of the Holy Word of God. That is disheartening. Behold, the children of Israel have not hearkened unto me. But now especially when it seems like the Lord does not deliver his people. When it seems like the Lord does not deliver those who are in distress, and that everything that may be said to encourage those that are weak and those that are in distress, when it seems like it is all to no avail, when you cannot help them and they continue to struggle, when it seems like those who never knew bondage in their life, they are rejoicing with all their self-wrought deliverance, but those who are sitting in the prison house, those who are sitting sighing, those who are sitting crying and groaning under their burdens, oh, then we have no power to deliver them from those burdens. Behold, and the children of Israel, they have not hearkened unto me. How then shall Pharaoh hear me, who am of uncircumcised lips? Or if I cannot convince God's own children, those that wish to be delivered, and those that struggle to be delivered, and those who cry themselves unto God. And whatever I say that is not able to make an impression, that is not able to grant them help, or however shall Pharaoh hear me? Who has no desire? Lord, my lips are uncircumcised. I am of a slow speech. I am of a slow tongue. How can I ever be effective? I have no ability, I have no wisdom, I have no talents, I have no might, I have no gifts. Oh, is Satan going to let go of his prey because we open our mouth? Is he going to let go of his prey? Is there going to be life from the dead? Even by such a means as we, or if we cannot convince those that are alive, if we cannot convince those who are striving, how shall we ever convince those who are dead? How shall we ever convince those who are rebellious? All the obstacles, they are standing before the people, and all the obstacles, they are standing before God's servant. Insurmountable. Disheartening, so that Moses is ready to leave his own calling. Lord, why hast thou called me? Why hast thou sent me? And what does the Lord command? Let us sing first 209, 2, 5, 6, and 7. In long continued grief I stand and seek the Lord with outstretched hand. I find no comfort for my soul. The clouds of darkness o'er me roll. 2, 5, 6, and 7 of Psalter 209. And Moses spake before the Lord, saying, Behold, the children of Israel have not hearkened unto me. How then shall Pharaoh hear me, who am of uncircumcised lips? And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, and gave them a charge unto the children of Israel and unto Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. Thus, congregation, what is the answer of the Lord upon the objections of Moses? He says to him, Go. He gave them a charge to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt. There is no answer. There is no answer to all his objections. There is no argument against all of his objections. The Lord says, Moses, go. He renews to him his former command, his charge, his word. He says, now continue. Go forward. And the Lord, he is going to fulfill his word, his decree, his counsel, despite all the objections of the people, and despite all the objections of his servants, and there is nothing that is going to stand in the Lord's way. Israel is going to be delivered. And God's servants, therefore, they are not to stop. They are not to stop for the hardness of the heart, for the coldness of the heart, for the deadness of the heart. Because the Lord, he is going to accomplish his purpose, and there is nothing that is able to stand in his way. Not all the discouragements of God's servants, not all the apparent lack of fruit is standing in his way. For some, when Moses goes forward, his word is going to be a savor of death unto death. Do we ever think about that? Awful, awful, awful. Oh, how shall we stand together, congregation? How shall we stand together on that great day of days? When that word that we have preached would be unto you a savor of death unto death. Because why? Because you are not elect? Because the Lord was not merciful? No, because you would not hearken. For others, it is going to be blessed to true conversion in that house of bondage. And they are going to be delivered from that house of bondage. And it is going to be unto them a savor of life unto life. What does the Lord say? Of some have compassion. They are saved by gentleness. They are lured, as it were, with the blessings that belong to God's people. Oh, does that beautiful way belong to you? How is it now? How will you go from here? A few more minutes. How will you go? How did you go this morning? Did you go on your knees and say, oh Lord, that people, they are a blessed people. That is, young people, how the Lord is luring to give a desire in your heart for that blessedness that belongs unto that true people of the Lord, that you say that is now God's people. What did we hear? The Lord says, I am going to be a God unto you. And I am going to deliver you out of your bondage, and you are going to be my people. How does that sit in your heart, children, boys and girls? How does that sit in your heart? Do you say, O Lord, wilt thou do so also unto me? Others save by fear, pulling them out of the fire. Others are saved by warnings. Others are saved by hard experiences in this life, when the Lord is bringing them, as it were, so close unto death. Or that the Lord gives his servants to speak, and the Lord brings that word home to say, thou art the man. And that they fear for the awful judgments of the Lord that are soon going to come upon them. So others are saved by fear. But the Lord says to his servants, go. And his servants must go. And they must continue even when there is no hearkening. But now also for that people, they are in anguish of spirit. They are under cruel bondage. And they hear the word of comfort, but they cannot hearken for the very shortness of their breath. And now how is it for them? Oh, the Lord says to his servants, just go on. Just continue. What does the apostle say? He says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. Thus, we are not saved by faith. What are we saved by? We are saved by grace. Grace. What is grace? That is the free mercy of God to those who do not deserve it. We are saved by grace through faith. But it is not by faith, nor does it depend on their faith. Moses is not commanded to work on that people, because the only way that God can save them is if they will believe him. Moses is not commanded this at all. Moses must stop. Moses must speak a word from the Lord of comfort for that people. But when that people cannot hearken for anguish of spirit, and they cannot hearken for shortness of breath, then the Lord says, Moses, go on now. Go on now. Oh, how would it be if it depended on the faith of that church? How would it be? Could they be saved? Or is that faith now of the children of Israel not so wanting, so lacking? Can faith be a foundation of the salvation of God's church? No, it is not faith, but it is grace that saves the soul. Infinite good pleasure of God to an undeserving sinner, and faith that is only that means by which that grace is received, and by some that will be a strong hand to receive it, and by some it will be a weak hand to receive it, but it will be received. Doubts. Doubts stand in the way of their comfort, but their doubts do not stand in the way of their safety. Of their safety. Not at all. Because the Lord says to Moses, go now. Go now. Go forward. And despite all the obstacles, the Lord is going to go forward. And therefore, it also does not depend on that holy supper of the Lord. This is out of his goodness. He sees it necessary, beneficial for that cruel bondage. Because Satan is never done. Because his devices are many. Because his power is great. He sees it necessary, beneficial because of that anguish of spirit. Because their soul is subject to despondency. Their soul is subject to discouragement. The way is long. And the way is narrow. And the Lord is so good to his church. He will never leave her. He will never forsake her. Not with all that stands in her way. But it does not depend on her at all. What is the Lord's purpose in all his dealings with his people? That is his own honor. His own honor. And he's going to receive it. That is why the bondage. That is why the increase in the burdens. That is why the boys in the Nile. That is why the taskmasters. It's not just Pharaoh. It's not just Satan in the life of God's people. No, it is the Lord. Satan will work to God's honor. To God's honor. He does not know it. He fights against it, but he is a fool. He is an utter fool. He worked so hard to put the Lord Jesus Christ to death. And it was for the eternal salvation of the church of God and to the robbing of hell. All things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. And there is now coming a day, there is now coming a day that that church is going to glorify and to magnify the name of the Lord for all the dealings, also for the shortness of breath. That they are going to say that the Lord was so much wiser than I was. That the Lord, he has not stopped when I said stop. But that the Lord said, go through. Go further. Many obstacles. A great bondage. A cruel bondage. Anguish of spirit. So that they cannot hearken. But soon. Soon, you know the history. Soon, all the obstacles, they are going to be completely removed. And the salvation of that people, that is going to be completely perfected. And then the Lord is going to receive the glory. And they're going to be delivered from all their bondage into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Will we also be delivered into such a liberty? Amen. O Lord, thou knowest thy people. It is indeed cruel bondage. It is indeed shortness of breath. Remember them. All work through, Lord, and bring them through. that they may glorify, that they may magnify thy thrice holy and worthy name. Remember each and every one of us. So much has transpired in this short day. Lord, could it please thee to leave not thyself without witness? Thou knowest how that we also are often discouraged, that we do not see the fruits. But Lord, may thou make it evident. May thou help us to go forward. And may thou thyself bless thy own word to the conversion of sinners, to the deliverance of those who are in bondage, that thy name may be glorified. Remember those that hope to be united in that bond of holy matrimony in the week that is to come. Oh, that thou may be on their right and left, and on ours too, and that thou may be in the midst of us. Help each one in our place in this world. Keep us from accident and danger, from evil and from sin. Give us to meditate upon thee and thy word, for Jesus' sake. Amen. 439, stanzas 1 and 2. O Israel's God, how good thou art to all the true and pure of heart. Though paths of saints are fraught with evil, thou showest favor to thy people. And what follows in the first two stanzas of Psalter 439. Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.